everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be taking a look at this company, Best Digital Ninjas.
Okay.
And they're really all about giving small businesses and freelancers, especially in Africa, access to tech tools that they might not otherwise have.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we've got these two podcasts lined up, and they highlight a lot of the work that Best Digital Ninjas is doing. One goes into their impact on refugee-led businesses across Africa.
Oh.
And the other looks at how their services are helping out freelancers all over the world.
I see.
So, expert speaker, as you've been looking through these podcasts, what's really caught your eye?
Well, it's really fascinating to see how Best Digital Ninjas kind of tackling this gap in access to technology.
Like, right.
They're going beyond just providing tools, right? They're tailoring their services to meet the specific needs of their clients.
Okay.
And I think what's really notable is their focus on those who are often overlooked by larger tech companies, people in developing nations, freelancers trying to establish themselves, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I see what you mean. It's one thing to offer the tech, right? But it's another thing to make sure that it's actually accessible and relevant to the people who need it most.
Exactly.
And one of the podcasts mentioned that Best Digital Ninjas is really making a difference in places like Kenya, Uganda, and South Sudan.
Oh, wow.
And it really struck me because, you know, imagine a business owner in a market in Nairobi suddenly having the same kind of marketing power as a company in Silicon Valley. Like, that's...
It's a game changer.
Yeah, it's huge. And it really speaks to the kind of change they're trying to drive.
Absolutely. And this isn't just about, you know, keeping up. This is about giving these businesses the tools to really thrive.
Right.
One of the podcasts shared a story about a refugee-led organization in Uganda that was really struggling to manage their client communication.
Okay.
They were working across time zones. They had limited resources. And it made providing timely support almost impossible.
I can imagine how frustrating that would be for both the organization, but also the people they're trying to help.
Exactly. So Best Digital Ninjas, they stepped in and they provided them with these AI-powered voice agents.
Oh, wow.
And now they're able to offer 24/7 support, answer basic questions, even schedule appointments, all while their team can focus on other really critical tasks.
That's incredible. It's like having like a team member who never sleeps.
Right.
And it ensures that nothing slips through the cracks. That's game changer, especially for businesses working on, you know, tight budgets, tight schedules, all of that.
Absolutely. And what's really remarkable is that this kind of support isn't just limited to these organizations. Best Digital Ninjas has found a way to make this technology accessible to freelancers as well.
So how does that work? How can they give individual freelancers that same level of support?
Well, that's where their reseller program comes in.
Okay.
It lets freelancers kind of become these, well, mini tech providers themselves.
Interesting.
Yeah. So they can offer services like web hosting to their own clients, all powered by Best Digital Ninjas.
Okay. So not only are freelancers streamlining their own operations with these tools, but now they can also create a whole new income stream by offering them to clients.
Exactly.
Did the podcast mention what kind of response they've seen to this program?
Yeah, one of them highlighted how impactful this has been in places like Nigeria.
Okay.
Where there's a really booming freelance economy.
Right.
But access to reliable and affordable tech services can be, you know, a little inconsistent.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So this program, it allows those freelancers to offer their clients, you know, top tier services, boosting their credibility and making them more competitive.
It's like this really amazing ripple effect.
Yeah.
More empowered freelancers lead to stronger businesses overall. It's amazing how they've tapped into that entrepreneurial spirit and given people the tools to not only build their own success, but then to help others along the way.
And it all comes back to their founder, Yasir Mahadi.
Okay.
His story is pretty incredible. He actually began by really focusing on supporting refugee-led organizations.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. So that commitment to empowering underserved communities has been there from the very beginning.
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And the podcast, they really highlight how his own experiences shaped that mission. Like, he faced some serious challenges early on, struggling to get funding, navigating bureaucratic hurdles, you know, even just getting people to take him seriously as a young entrepreneur.
It's always so inspiring to see someone channel those obstacles into a way to create a smoother path for others.
Right. And that's what's so great about his vision for Best Digital Ninjas. It's all about, you know, leveling that playing field, making sure everyone has the opportunity to succeed no matter, you know, their background or where they're from.
That's powerful.
It really is.
And it seems like that vision is resonating I mean, they even transitioned into a US-based LLC, which really speaks volumes about their growth and potential for even greater global impact.
Yeah, it really shows that you can achieve great things no matter where you are. So we talked about the tools, but you mentioned earlier that Best Digital Ninjas also does training. What did
Right.
that look like?
Yeah, so it's one thing to give someone the tools, but it's a whole other thing to teach them how to use them. So their training programs are designed to kind of bridge that gap. They've got a range of programs from basic tutorials on setting up a website to more advanced courses on using AI for things like marketing and customer service.
Oh, wow. So they're really like not just giving someone a toolbox and saying good luck. It's more like they're giving them the plans and showing them how to really build something,
Exactly.
which makes a lot of sense, especially with technology like AI that can feel pretty intimidating if you don't know where to start.
Absolutely. And they structure the programs to be accessible to different learning styles and skill levels. Some are even offered in local languages.
Wow, that's incredible. They're really breaking down barriers. So, if we had to distill everything we talked about today, what would you say is the most important takeaway about Best Digital Ninjas?
I think it's about the power of combining, really cool technology with a commitment to actually making a positive impact. Best Digital Ninjas isn't just about making money, they're trying to make a difference. It proves that you can be successful while lifting others up, and that's really inspiring.
I love that. It really shows that technology can be a force for good, especially when it's used the right way. Definitely sounds like Best Digital Ninjas is a company to keep an eye on, both for their innovation and their dedication to making the tech world more inclusive. Thanks so much for diving into all of this with me today, expert speaker. This was really eye-opening.
You're welcome. I always enjoy these conversations. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive into the work of Best Digital Ninjas has given you something to think about. Next time you're using your favorite app or gadget, take a moment to consider who made it possible. You might be surprised by the stories you uncover.